from the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, September 16, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. The Times Union is reporting that former Hudson Alderman Quentin E. Cross has been charged by city police with stealing more than $3,000 from a woman's checking account. Cross, 33, was arrested on Thursday, September the 15th, on a felony charge of grand larceny. Police said a resident told them large sums of money were missing from one of her checking accounts and showed documentation of more than $3,000 removed with a debit card. The number of transactions and total amount of money stolen is still under investigation, police said. Cross is the executive director of the Stanley B. Keith Social Justice Center. You can read that full story in the Times Union. The Albany Business Review is reporting that New York State's Public Service Commission has approved an area code overlay for the existing 518 area, and that new three-digit area code will be chosen within 30 days. New phone numbers will be assigned the new code. Existing numbers in the 17-county region will not change. With two area codes in use within the region, everyone will now have to dial 10 digits for local calls. PSC Chair Audrey Zibelman said the additional area code points to a, and I quote, thriving telecommunications market, end quote, in the region. She said, and I quote, creating a new area code will allow telephone companies to accommodate growing consumer demand for telephone numbers in this area, end quote. You can read that full story in the Albany Business Review. Mid-Hudson News is reporting that Ulster County had the highest new job rate in the Mid-Hudson region for the 12-month period ending in August, according to information released on Thursday, September the 15th, by the State Department of Labor. During that period, Ulster reported a 3.4% increase in private sector employment. Columbia County saw jobs increase by 0.6%, but in Greene County, the number of jobs fell by 0.9%. Region-wide, employment grew by 1.7%, or 13,000 jobs during the same 12-month period. Jobs were added in education and health services, trade, transportation and utilities, and professional and business services. You can read that full story in the MidHudsonNews.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting that former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is scheduled to appear at a rally for 19th congressional district candidate Zephyr Teachout on Friday, September the 16th in New Paltz. Sanders, an independent U.S. senator from Vermont, sought the 2016 Democratic presidential nomination that ultimately went to Hillary Clinton. In late August, he said he would campaign for several congressional candidates, including Teachout. Sanders last spoke in the Hudson Valley at a campaign rally last spring in Poughkeepsie before the New York presidential primaries. Democrat Teachout and Republican John Faso are competing to fill the seat currently held by Chris Gibson of Kinderhook. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that the Department of Environmental Conservation and the Thruway Authority declared on September the 14th that the proposed Pilgrim Pipeline project will have a, and I quote, potentially significant impact on the environment, end quote. The dual pipeline is proposed to run through Albany, Greene, and Ulster counties near I-87, carrying natural gas to New Jersey and refined oil back to Albany. The DEC and Thruway Authority declaration means the proposal will undergo an extensive review under the State Environmental Quality Review Act with a required public comment period. The agency cited 20 areas of concern, including the potential impact on agriculture and the possible contamination of water sources. On September 15th, the Poughkeepsie-based group Scenic Hudson said, and I quote, "We are encouraged by a decision that opens the door to a more thorough public review of the proposed Pilgrim Pipeline project, which, if allowed to proceed, could turn the Hudson Valley into a superhighway for transporting crude oil and other petrochemicals," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Time Warner Cable reports that the Rensselaer County Legislature unanimously approved three resolutions on September the 14th for residents in Hoosick Falls, Petersburg, and other communities dealing with PFOA contamination in their water. The resolution requests a federal income tax credit for affected residents, a national PFOA standard from the EPA, and to create a public information site for local residents. Stan Brownwell, the chair of the legislature, said, and I quote, "We are part of the process here. We are involved in our community. We are here looking out for our constituents so we feel their pain just as well as they do," end quote. New York's congressional members will be sent the resolutions for review. You can read that full story in Time Warner Cable News. Chris Bragg in the Albany Times Union Capital Confidential blog reports that, and I quote, "Last year, in at least two instances, the Cuomo administration speedily filled requests for emails between any of the 200 or so people that work in the governor's office and specified individuals outside the government. But this week, with a federal probe swirling, the administration said it lacks the technological capacity to fulfill the same kind of request," end quote. Times Union has requested emails between any executive chamber official and four people with tangential connections to Manhattan U.S. Attorney Brett Bejarra's investigation into the Cuomo administration's upstate development deals. Cuomo Records Access Officer Manthu Zago said September the 12th that requests for emails between the four men and the executive officials did not, and I quote, "reasonably describe," end quote, "the records sought." Zago said, and I quote, "Unlike the previous requests you referred, the information you are seeking covers two longtime employees of the administration with communications potentially covering a wide variety of individuals and subject areas. This is an overly broad request, as stated in our response," end quote. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. Jimmy Vilken reports for Politico New York that while Republican president candidate Donald Trump criticizes Andrew Cuomo, the New York governor, never one to back down from a fight, can hardly muster a bad word about Trump. When Robin Shimager, a fellow Democrat and fourth most important senior member of the New York State Assembly, criticized Cuomo and the state's Startup New York program, Cuomo denounced him as an Albany politician who should, and I quote, "get in touch with reality," end quote, and said he should be ashamed for trying to, and I quote, "get a headline," end quote. When Trump criticized the same program for only creating 408 jobs, Cuomo said, and I quote, "What we're about is promoting economic development, promoting job growth, and we want to make sure that businesses come to New York and locate in New York. We want the public to know that. And obviously the message is effective because the last time I checked, Donald Trump is located in the state of New York," end quote. Matthew Hamilton in Capital Confidential reports that on September the 15th, Trump called into radio station Talk 1300's Live from the State Capitol show and had more to say about Cuomo. Trump would not directly answer a question about whether Cuomo secretly wants Trump to win so he can run against him for president in 2020. Trump also claimed he got along, and I quote, "very well," end quote, with Cuomo, and said that the 9/11 memorial event in Manhattan this week, and I quote, "we had a long talk. We were actually talking to each other for a long while," end quote. "What about?" Trump said, and I quote, "just the weather. We were talking about how nice and cool it was. It was actually a beautiful day," end quote. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy fog before 8 a.m. Otherwise, it will be sunny with a high near 74 degrees. But Friday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 50. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 75 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers, cloudy with a low around 62 degrees. And on Sunday, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm. It will be cloudy with a high near 77 degrees. Sunday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Sunrise today was at 6:37 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:01 p.m., providing us with 12 hours and 33 minutes of daylight. That's about 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 16th day of September 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.